This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala nabi al-Mustafa al-Mujtaba. My dear respective brothers and sisters, welcome back to another session where we hope to learn how one can soften up his heart. We are now on the sixth point. And this point, my beloved brothers and sisters, is قِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ وَتَدَبُّرُهُ, reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and contemplating on it. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا يُغَذِّي الْعَقْلَ وَالْرُوحَ وَيَحْفَظَ الْجِسْمَ وَيَضْمَنَ السَّعَادَةَ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ إِدَامَةِ النَّظْرِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. I haven't seen anything that feeds the mind and also nourishes the heart, وَيَحْفَظَ الْجِسْمَ, and also preserves one's physical body, وَيَضْمَنَ السَّعَادَةَ, and also guarantees him happiness, أَكْثَرَ مِنْ إِدَامَةِ النَّظْرِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, more than continuously looking and reflecting and contemplating on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, فَلَمْ يُنْزِلِ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ من السماء شفاء قط أعم ولا أنفع ولا أعظم ولا أشجع في إزالة الداء من القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down a cure ever that is more beneficial and more greater in removing the different diseases that one may be suffering from than the Quran. Also Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi says, إذا عطش قلبك فلا تسخه إلا بالقرآن. When your heart needs its thirst to be quenched, فلا تسخه إلا بالقرآن, then do not quench the thirst of the heart except by the Quran. وإذا استوحش فلا تؤنسه إلا بذكر الرحمن. And when the heart feels alienated, then do not give it that which is going to remove its alienation except the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَنْ آوَى إِلَى اللَّهِ آوَهُ, and whoever seeks to be sheltered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah azza wa jal will indeed shelter him. وَمَنْ فَوَّضَ أَمْرَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ كَفَاهُ, and whoever returns his affairs back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah azza wa jal will take care of it. Also, my beloved brothers and sisters, Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi says, تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ تَعْمَلُ فِي أَمْرَاضِ الْفُؤَادِ مَا يَعْمَلُهُ الْعَسَلُ فِي عِلَلِ الْأَجْسَادِ. He tells us in his kitab At-Tabsirah, the Quran has the same effects as honey. When one consumes honey, what does that do to a person's body? It works as a cure, right? This has been medically proven, and it has also been proven through the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He tells us that the Quran cures the body, or cures the heart, should I say, the same way the asal, the same way the honey treats one's body when it's suffering from different types of illnesses. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he also says, فَقِرَاءَةُ آيَةٍ بِتَفَكُّرٍ وَتَفَهُمٍ خَيْرٌ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ خَتْمَةٍ بِغَيْرِ تَدَبُّرٍ وَتَفَهُمٍ وَأَنْفَعُ لِلْقَلْبِ وَأَدْعَى إِلَى حُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ وَذَوْقِ حَلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. He says, reciting one verse with contemplation and reflection, it is better than reading the whole Quran, doing a khatma, without contemplation and also without understanding it, and it is more beneficial for the heart. وَأَدْعَى إِلَى حُصُولِ الْإِيمَانِ وَذَوْقِ حَلَاوَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, and it has a bigger effect on an individual's heart, his iman, and also him tasting the sweetness of the Qur'an. And then he says, فَقِرَاءَةُ الْقُرْآنِ بِالتَّفَكُّرِ هِيَ أَصْلُ صَلَاحِ الْقَلْبِ, reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tafakkur, with contemplation, is the root cause for one's heart becoming rectified. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi also says, فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا قَرَأَ الْقُرْآنَ وَتَدَبَّرَهُ كَانَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَقْوَى الْأَسْبَابِ الْمَانِعَةِ لَهُ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي أَوْ بَعْضِهَا. Says, if an individual now recites the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with tadabbur, with contemplation, then this, my beloved brothers and sisters, are from the greatest of causes that prevent this individual now from falling into sins, ma'asi. And even if it doesn't completely remove all of it when you recite, what it does, it removes a part of it or some of it. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, he also says, مِفْتَاحُ حَيَاتِ الْقَلْبِ تَدَبُّرُ الْقُرْآنِ وَالتَّضَرُّعُ بِالْأَسْحَارِ وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ. He says the keys to bringing life to the heart is three things: contemplating on the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, and also breaking down in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last part of the night, وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ, and also abstaining from sins. And the quotes and the sayings, my beloved brothers and sisters, are many. We quoted a lot of that which Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, and also Ibn Taymiyyah. You know, my brothers and my sisters, when you hear the advice of an individual who acts upon his advice, this tends to have a bigger effect on an individual's heart. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, you can see from his sayings and his speeches and that which he has uttered, that he really, really meant it from the bottom of his heart because of the effects that he's seen have on him. When Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi passed away, and this was when he was in prison, they say that he completed reading the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 80 times. And then when he reached on his 81th khatmah, the 81st time when he wanted to complete the Quran, he reached the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. Indeed, those who are pious, those of taqwa, they will be blessed with gardens and rivers. فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ مَلِيكٍ مُقْتَدِرٍ. And they will have a place before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a place of truth and sincerity. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees this soul. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us that the muttaqeen, those who have come with the taqwa, they will be granted gardens and also rivers in al-jannah. في مقعد صدق عند مليك مقتدر. And they will also have a place that is truth, that has no sin and لغو, عند مليك مقتدر, by the Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is capable of all things and who is mighty. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seized his soul. That's how Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi passed away. Last thing that he uttered was these statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to grant him the highest part of Al-Jannah, and that it becomes a lesson for those who come after him. Jazakum Allahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. We at the Knowledge College have managed to revolutionize the way Islamic studies is taught in the West. Alhamdulillah. You see, before the Knowledge College, you'd have to find a teacher, which is a hard enough task as it is. And if you found that teacher, you'd have to hope that he would actually finish the book that he was teaching, which again, was not very likely. But now, alhamdulillah, you can study and seek knowledge from the comfort of your own home. And you're not just watching videos that have been pre-recorded, but you're actually being taught live, where you can actually engage with your teachers and with your fellow students in the communities that we've built for you guys online. If you'd be interested in seeking knowledge and taking your religion to the next level, then click the link below and check it out. We've got over 1,000 students that have joined us over the last year and a half, and they've hugely benefited. We hope that you would be one of the next students, inshallah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.